The thing that created the unhappiness wasn't that ultimately the situation, it was the narrative about the situation in your mind. Most humans are in this world are lost in the doing dimension. It's another way of putting it. Unaware of the being that is always there, but they overlook it, one could say. They look, it's here, and they look, where is it? They look there, but it's here. All this is beautifully expressed in the parable in the New Testament of Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha in the New Testament is a little story. They're two sisters. They invite Jesus to their home. Martha is working in the kitchen cooking their lunch, and Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus is presumably talking or emanating being. She's sitting at the feet of Jesus going, and Martha says, "Jesus, please tell my sister to help me in the kitchen. I've got to get dinner and lunch ready. This is not, why am I doing all the work myself? Please tell her to help me in the kitchen." And Jesus strangely says, "Martha, Martha, you are concerned about many things, but Mary, there's only one thing," I'm paraphrasing again, "there's only one thing that ultimately matters, and Mary has chosen this one thing." So if you approach this story from a conventional perspective, you would say, this doesn't make sense, because if everybody does that, nobody's ever going to cook the lunch. Or if he says, she has chosen the only one thing that is of absolute necessity, and she has chosen that one thing. Well, then if everybody does that, then who is going to do anything? Nobody's going to prepare any meal anymore. Okay, but the deeper answer, of course, is not like that. The deeper answer of this story is that Mary and Martha are or need to be or need to become a single person. Mary and Martha need to be one, so that the ability develops in a human to do without losing connectedness with the being dimension. And then Mary and Martha are one. So it doesn't mean that nobody's going to cook any meal anymore, but you can be involved in doing without losing yourself in it, remain connected to the being dimension. So how does it look in practice? Well, you can practice in many, many ways. Let's say in this realm of doing, you become irritated because doing has always an aim. It's in the future, obviously. You're doing something in order to achieve this or that. So you're involved in, but obstacles arise quite often. You do something because you want to get there, but then obstacles arise. Oh, people, often it's in the form of other human beings. Human beings can be so difficult, you might have noticed, really obnoxious. They always get in the way of you where you want to get to. Sometimes they help, but so you're doing, but you get irritated. This shouldn't be happening. Why is this? Why can't they? Why not? So when you get irritated, angry, upset, many situations are like that in daily life. You get irritated, even a traffic jam, or you want to get, why is it moving? Your line up at the supermarket, why aren't they moving? Can't they be more efficient? I can't stand this. And quick, again, here, look at surrender to the present moment. What does that mean? It means you ask yourself when you get irritated or whatever any form of unhappiness, how would I experience this moment if I did not add any thought to it? So instead of complaining about what's happening, complaining is fine when complaining helps you to change a situation. I'm not talking about that. If you're in a restaurant, you get served soup and the soup is cold, you tell the waiter, this, unless it's gazpacho, then it's, I love that, it's, that's fine, then you don't say this should be hot, no. But if a normal soup is cold, you say, well, can you please change it, the soup is cold, I'm not going to eat this cold soup. That's, you could call that complaint, but something can be done about it, that's fine. But I'm talking about the more habitual complaining that has no purpose whatsoever, except make you irritated and unhappy. So that's, how would I experience this moment if I didn't add any thought to it? Let's try it. Let's not add any thought to it. It's still the same, but that which created the irritation isn't there anymore. Why not? Because the thing that created the unhappiness wasn't ultimately the situation. It was the narrative about the situation in your mind. It wasn't the situation. The situation, it just is. And situations change constantly. If you're not looking for ultimate satisfaction in any situation, it's actually fine. And why would you stop looking for ultimate satisfaction in a situation? Because you have already found it in the depths of your being. Then you don't need to look for ultimate satisfaction, then start complaining when the situation doesn't satisfy you. That includes other people. Then they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Why are they so unconscious? Well, they are. Yes, they are. And it's a great thing if you no longer demand that a human being should manifest behavior that is beyond their level of consciousness. They obviously can't. This is great when, if you have an issue with your parents, if you're a grown-up person and you have an issue with your parents, or vice versa, you have children, you have grown up and you have an issue, continuous disagreements, allow them whatever behaviors they manifested. This is part of their learning process. I experienced a wonderful liberation with relation to my father, for example, because until I woke up or awakened, I felt a lot of antagonism towards him. He was also capable of loving, but that was continuously interrupted by extreme bursts of anger. Extreme anger, usually directed against my mother, not me, but that was bad enough. And after awakening, and my dad would still, whenever I visited him, we would talk about angry stories about politics and say, these politicians, oh God, okay. And I was just able to listen, and it was quite pleasant. I gave up wanting him to behave differently. And then he even changed quite a bit. Chunks of his ego broke off. Not all of it, but some big chunks of his ego broke off. And he was more, in some areas of his life, became almost enlightened. In others, there was still a big ego. So things, not demanding, in general terms, what I'm talking about is the demand that is unconscious in most people. It's an unconscious assumption that is, the world is here to make me happy. World including situations, people, events, whatever, achievements. The world is here to make me happy. People don't often verbalize that, but at the back of their minds, unconsciously, they assume that's how it's supposed to work. And then the delusion is, of course, I mentioned old movies when that ended, the happy ending with a wedding, this perpetuates the illusion that the world can actually make you happy. But the world is here to make me happy is an underlying unconscious assumption that creates a lot of suffering in your life, because you find that life or the world continuously challenges you in one way or another.